News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. One of the men who was wanted in a bar shooting in Wausau has turned himself in. Police were looking for a couple of witnesses, and one of them is 30-year-old Samuel Teague. Teague was also wanted on a warrant from the Department of Corrections on another matter. He turned himself in to Wausau police. They are still looking for two more people. One of them is 30-year-old Joshua Sanchez, the other 19-year-old Timothy Jacobs. If you know their whereabouts, you should contact local police. The victim in the shooting, 27-year-old K.C. Christopher Elliott of Wausau, was shot early Friday in the parking lot outside of Sidetrack Bar on Wausau's west side. The suspect is John Lewis. He remains in custody on a probation hold. He's likely to have a new homicide charge added to his other charges, which include drug charges. A mountain climber from Dodge County and his partner have died in Argentina. 22-year-old Jared Von Ruden of Climbin and 28-year-old Francis Keenan from Pennsylvania were just below the summit of Aconcagua when Von Ruden activated his rescue beacon. That was on New Year's Eve. Von Ruden's family learned Sunday that rescuers had given up hope that he and Keenan were still alive. Their bodies were found in a crevice, and crews were developing a plan to retrieve them today. The same ice-cold temperatures getting the rest of the U.S. have made it all the way down to Florida. And while the frigid air can be an annoyance for many, it threatens the livelihood of crop growers in the Sunshine State. In Plant City, Florida, Walter Matthews and his staff are keeping a close eye on the overnight lows.
32 degrees is the magic number. And there will be pockets where it'll be 32 in one block and 33 in the next, and that can make all the difference in the world.
The threat to plant stocks should quickly subside once the so-called polar vortex responsible for all this cold weather moves on and dissipates. A lot of people are finding that natural gas and heating oil is in high demand, and that demand is also carrying over to other fuels as well. Fox News Radio's Rick Leventhal is in Carteret, New Jersey with more.
Prices are high for fuel oil for obvious reasons, and natural gas also in high demand. So prices have spiked in that industry as well. Broke a record on Monday and then broke that record again today. 30% increase in prices for residential and commercial use in the Northeast. Analysts say this spike in demand and the pipeline capacity issues created these record-breaking high prices in the natural gas industry.
So far, that demand problem not affecting Wisconsin prices, but we are told it could go up a little. Demand expected to slow in the coming days as the temperatures are supposed to rise a bit in the midsection of the country, and we already see above zero temperatures in Minneapolis. So prepare, we're going to warm up a little bit. A new bill that would waive sales taxes on certain purchases one weekend a year, getting some mixed reactions. Two of the nation's largest corporations, Walmart and Apple, are lobbying in support of the bill that was in a committee hearing today. Under this bill, purchases on some computers, Energy Star products, and back-to-school supplies would get a sales tax waiver once a year in August and in November. Supporters say the bill would draw people to the stores and stimulate sales. Milk prices could see a dramatic increase if we don't get a new farm bill passed by Congress very soon. That's according to the U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. He said if a new bill isn't approved very soon, his agency will start enforcing the dairy program that was devised in 1949. If that happens, experts predict the price of milk could skyrocket to $7 a gallon. Congress passed an extension to the farm bill, but they haven't gone anywhere with passing a permanent fixture. Negotiators hopeful the new five-year farm bill will be passed when the House and Senate reconvene this week. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher tonight becoming very clear and frigid down to 20 below zero. Wednesday's outlook sunny, a bit milder, high of 4 above. Wednesday night mostly clear and still cold down to 15 below zero. And sunny, turning partly cloudy Thursday, a high of 15 above zero. Friday, even warmer, 50% chance of light snow, and we should hit 29 degrees. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.